This is Ben Jensen here at KFRM 550 AM. I'm currently talking to Kathleen Seitzinger, and she works as a strategic marketing manager for wheat and sorghum at UPL Ag. So at UPL, you have a large portfolio of different herbicides and a fungicide for wheat growers. So what would you recommend for farmers who are looking to change their herbicides or fungicides for their wheat crop here in Kansas for this upcoming year? And what would you recommend for particularly farmers in the western parts of Kansas?
So, great question, Ben. Here at UPL, we got a broad portfolio of herbicides, fungicides to utilize. For those growers that have winter wheat, we do have a product called Battalion Amped. It's a cross-spectrum product that would fit the geography. And then at that flag leaf timing, they could also throw Zolera FX to control for a fungicide. When we look at the herbicides, we really want to narrow down what that wheat spectrum that they're going at. And I know Italian ryegrass is a big one down there. If you've got any resistant kochia, wild oats is not big there, but those are the type of resistant weeds that we go after. UPL really tries to listen to the grower and create that concept that will fit their needs. If we look towards the future of what UPL has to offer, which is going to be a great fit for that winter wheat market down in Kansas, it's going to be a product that will be released October of 2023 once we get our registration. And that is really going to go after bromes and Italian ryegrass. So we're going to have a better fit as the future comes. But we'll still recommend Zolera FX. And then if they want to add additional broadleaf control in there, they can look at our Audit brands, like Audit 1-to-1 or one of our new broadleaf products, which will be released again in October once we get registration.
All right. Well, thank you, Kathleen, for joining me for this interview. Again, all for our listeners, that was Kathleen Seitzinger. She works as a strategic marketing manager at UPL Ag, and she's been giving some producers some advice on wheat portfolio for different herbicides that would work in western Kansas. Again, everybody, this has been Ben Jensen here at KFRM 550 AM.